learning together Shirei Oraz, Svarik Tshuva of the week. And we do this, we're going to do a very nice tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef, and in Chelek Bet of Yechavadat Siman Yod. And here, what he talks about is the someone who was had a situation. Someone who this time of the year, it's after Shmini Atzeret, but it's before Zayin Mer Cheshvan, where in Eretz Yisrael start saying Barech Aleinu Ten Tamut Alevracha. If they have to repeat the Amida, if they say Tamut Alevracha Barech Aleinu in the middle of the summer, you certainly have to repeat the Amidah, because it's not proper. But this in-between time, now in Eretz Yisrael, between Shmini Atzeret on one hand and Zayin Mer Cheshvan, or here in America, between Shmini Atzeret and December 4th, B'diavad, he said, Baruch Aleinu, are you Yotzei? So first, Rav Avadya summarizes the sugya very, very nicely. You have the Mishnah and the Masechet Ta'anit tells us, records a machloket between the Tanakamo says that in Eretz Yisrael you begin asking on Gil Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel says the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Why? Because the last Jew who made Aliyah L'Regel for Sukkot has a chance to get back to Nahar Pra without the rain coming down on him. Halacha follows, Rabbi Gamliel says the Gemara, that's the way the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch rule. Okay, but now the question is, we don't have Ben Mikdash, unfortunately, today. Unfortunately, hopefully tomorrow already, we should be a better Ben Mikdash, but as of today, we do not, as of now, we do not have the Ben Mikdash. So this halacha still applies? We should start, do a delay till Zayin Mer Cheshvan, or should we right after Shmini Atzeret, should we start saying Barech Aleinu Ten Tamut Alevracha, at least in Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban says yes. He says that's it. We should so starting Shmini Atzeret, we should say Mashiv Rekhori Geshem, but also and after Yom Tov, you begin with Barech Aleinu Ten Tamut Alevracha. However, almost all the Rishonim, including the Riv and the Rambam, don't agree with that. Now, why? Why should this be relevant why even today? Why are you waiting Nahar Prat? That reason doesn't apply anymore. So two reasons are given. The Ran says, well, there's still fruits that are out in the fields, and it would be terrible for the rain to come. But the Ran says, the Rif and the Ramban don't mention this reason. I think the reason is because even though we have Beit HaMikdash, you still have people that are making Aliyah L'Regel, which is very, very interesting, fascinating. He quotes a whole list of people who would make Aliyah. They would come from Egypt, they come from Syria, they come to Eretz Yisrael, specifically Yerushalayim, and he specifically mentions a fascinating practice of Haigon that has gotten attention, that every Sukkot he specifically would come to Yerushalayim. Rav Avadya suggests because according to the Ramban, you fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav all 7 days, not only the Beit HaMikdash, but even Yerushalayim, so you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav on a Doraita level, not just for 1 day, but for 7 days. That's a fascinating possibility. And the bottom line is what Rav Haigon did was on Hoshana Rabbah, he would go around, he would circle Har HaZeitim, make a hakafah, with the Kohanim leading, the Am would follow behind him. Very, very fascinating. So, like this. So now, getting back to with this background in mind. So now, let's get to our question of. So this time of the year, we did Eretz Yisrael between Shmini Atzeret and Zayin Mer Cheshvan, or in Chutz Laaretz between Shmini Atzeret and December 4th, the Avad you said Barach Aleinu with Ten Tamut Alevracha. Are you Yotzei? So according to Ramban, who says Shmini Atzeret should be without Beit HaMikdash should be starting to say Barach Aleinu Ten Tamut Alevracha. It's no question. Obviously, you're Yotzei for sure because you're supposed to say it. But what about all the Rishonim who disagree with the Ramban? What would you say? So he says like this: in the summer, if you say Ten Tamut Alevracha, be a siman klala. But it's not a siman klala if it rains after Shmini Atzeret. You know, we're not concerned with their crops being remain in the field, just being inconvenience for people who made Aliyah L'Regel. But it wouldn't be not a disaster. Kolsh came today that the rain is not going to make such a big difference to people who made Aliyah L'Regel, people literally who go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. Okay, so they travel back, they fly in the rain. Not only the rain doesn't really make such a difference. That's another svara here to be mekel in our time. The Rav Avadya does not mention that. I just threw that in. So he thinks that you should be Yotzei. He quotes this from the Radvaz. Radvaz is very, very important. Lived in the generation of Maran. He lived in Tzfat. Then he was a Rav of Egypt. Then he moved back to Tzfat. Very, very important voice, the Radvaz. And the Ravaz writes that you're okay because it's not a siman kola. It's not like in the summer. You say Baruch Hashem that you would not be yotzei. No, I have to shmina tzei. It's not siman kola anymore. What's the best raya? I'm saying already much for korni gashem. So therefore, you are yotzei. Now he quotes that Rabbi Yaakov Castro disagrees. And says that you would not be yotzei with Baruch Aleinu and Temtal Dorachad this time of the year, but he says that but he thinks the halacha should follow the Radvaz because Radvaz is a major voice, more so than Rabbi Yaakov Kastro is important, but Radvaz is almost a Rishon, and the Maran Achida follows this Matei Yosef, Chama other poskim who agree. His bottom line is halacha is if by mistake you said in these time periods. Between Shmini Atzer and Zayin Machashvan Eretz Yisrael, between Shmini Atzer and December 4th and Chutz Laaretz, if you said, Barech Aleinu, Tem Tam Lebracha, you are Yotzei, and if you want to be a Tzaddik, if you want to be in Midat Chasidut, what you could do is, you can pray again and say that it's a Tefillah Nedava, and make a Tanai. If it's necessary for me to preach the Tefillah, Then this is tefillah chovah. It's not necessary. It's an obligatory tefillah. If it's not necessary, it's tefillah nedavah. It's a voluntary tefillah. You have to be mechadesh, but if I have to add something new that you didn't do in the tefillah beforehand. Very, very interesting topic. And this will be sort of as the backbone for and background for the next week. Bezrat Hashem will address the topic that Joel Mizrahi wants us to address, and that is always comes up. We always need to discuss it. That is travelers to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be visiting Chayei Sarah for the Shabbat and Chevron. What do you do for Thanksgiving? When you can go where they're already saying Tavim 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 Rechav Barich Aleinu in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz Laaretz. What do you do when you're there? What do you do when you come back? Where happens Yishuya Sibur? All the variations. Bezrat Hashem next week. Wishing everybody a great day, or a great week with much bracha, much bryut.